Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Decisions. This is a podcast where I talk to people about the last 24 hours of their day. And this week's episode was recorded a while ago. Don't ask me when, I couldn't tell you, but it's a while ago, back when we were going into offices and seeing each other in person. In fact, this person, he gave me a Tupperware full of pasta when he came. Yes, that's right. The guest today is Mike Racine. You might know him from his half hour on Comedy Central. He's also been on Conan. He's got a podcast called The Sit Down, where they talk. He talks about organized crime, and he makes pretty incredible pasta. Not his credit, but he does. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. And if you're looking for something to do, I just found this. I mean, I've been seeing this organization that seems to be doing really good stuff. It's called For the Quarrels, and it's you can donate money for rent and gender-affirming assistance for Black trans folks. So if you're looking to do something, this is something that you can do. Anyways, I hope you stay fighting and stay safe and enjoy this episode. Okay, so it's 4 p.m. Let's go back to 4. I am very curious to know.
4 a.m.?
No, 4 p.m. yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Very curious to know how you start your day. Truly, I think you're one of the funniest people on earth.
Thanks,
so
everybody.
I'm very curious.
I hear that all the time.
I'm sure you do. I just want to say also you brought me a container of pasta.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that factors into the last 24 hours, but...
Kind of, yeah, I guess. Well, the last 24 hours, I didn't even... I have a whole outline right here.
I can't wait. Okay, let's start. Let's start with your outline.
No, but since I woke up, I didn't even think... I didn't
you
know
didn't
it was 24
think,
hours.
You didn't so think about...
I don't even know what I was doing 24 hours
you
ago.
You want to start with
no.
This morning?
Yesterday was a podcast day for me.
A podcast day.
Yeah, so I record my podcast every Tuesday. Okay. And I have to do a lot of research for it because it's a theme podcast,
okay.
Which is like a prison. I feel like I'm in hell because it's not just I sit down and record the show. I have to research every week.
What's the theme?
The theme is organized crime. So I thought that would be a nice little hook into podcasting, but it has been a real net negative on my life.
Okay.
Because now we're about almost 110 episodes in. I don't know what else to talk about. I know everything about the mafia. I know literally I know everything about the mafia. And I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do with the show now.
Okay.
It's stagnated. I have listeners, but the show hasn't grown. The Patreon, I have a little bit of Patreon people donating, but that's stagnated for the past 2 years. I'm just in this, like, hell, this podcasting. No, I guess it's like more like purgatory.
Okay, so you spent all Tuesday, every Tuesday, doing research on organized crime.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Now, you would think that would be horrible enough, but I have a guest on the show, too. So every week is like picking a guest, picking a comedian and being like, oh, what? Okay, now what can we talk about that's organized crime related that would sort of make sense?
You created such a deep hole.
I'm literally like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas in the helicopter scene every Tuesday. Just not, and I have to cook dinner and my dogs need something. And I just don't know, I don't know like what to do with myself or how to get out of this.
Okay, so you've spent the day. What time do you end Podcast Tuesday?
Whenever it's done, like 2 a.m. because I have to upload. Oh. I have to upload it too. I had a producer and I fired him.
Oh,
so which was a good decision.
Okay,
I mean he moved to Atlanta also, so we just kind of realized
okay.
that we were like,
it's
I was like, I was like, listen, I think I can do this, you know.
And then it turns out you can.
Yeah, you don't need a podcast producer.
Oh,
you know,
sorry,
you
can, Nicole. Okay.
I mean, you could totally figure all this shit out. No, I'm sure she's very good.
Very good, Nicole. Very good.
Yeah.
So then...
But this guy was... He was like a co-host also.
Uh-huh.
But he just wasn't... He wasn't doing 6 hours of research every week like I was doing. So I was like, listen, I'm reading so much, putting these outlines together, driving myself crazy to do this goddamn show every week. And I was like, I think I can just do it on my own. But ever since then, our numbers haven't really grown or anything like that.
Okay. So. Okay, yeah. So you're working harder for little results.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you spent, and then what time did you finish last night?
About 2 in the morning, like once the podcast was edited and uploaded. I mean, I didn't do a ton of editing, but yeah, once it was uploaded, because I also like procrastinate it, because I hate doing it, and I use my fiance's computer, which is like kind of slow, but it's like there in the house. It's like a desktop that she had since like 2007. So we do all, and she has a podcast too, because she's a speech pathologist. Uh-huh. So she does her speech podcast on that computer.
Wow,
as well.
That computer is worth a lot.
So
in
the
media.
Computer, it's a workhorse.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so are you like eating?
Am I eating?
Are you eating while this is like,
yes,
while you're doing? Are you like kind of like in the mode of like work, work, work? Or are you just kind of like, okay, I'll do a little work, I'll walk away, I'll get a snack?
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm like, yeah, usually, you know, I work and then I get hungry and I feel like I live in kind of this like food desert where there's no like sort of healthy options.
Okay.
I'm trying to take better care of myself.
Okay.
There's no healthy options though. There's nowhere to like go and get a salad. So I either have to cook something if I want to eat healthy or get a slice of pizza or Chinese food. But I ate some Chinese food.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was going to die.
Okay. Well, I guess that can't be refuted.
It was good.
But it didn't make you feel good.
It made me feel real bad.
Okay.
And the day after, too. I'm only going to eat Chinese food like once every 2 months now, I think.
Well, I find that about, I had a vodka cocktail, and I was hungover for 2 days.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then, you didn't have Chinese food, you didn't have pizza, you made yourself some food.
Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went grocery shopping because Deb was editing her podcast.
Oh, so she needed the computer.
She needed the computer, okay. So I had to wait for the computer to be done.
Okay.
Now, I could just go to the Mac store and buy myself a computer.
No.
But I don't know.
You're engaged. You should just share a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you go to the grocery store. You like doing that?
Yeah.
You do?
I buy all our groceries.
That's good. That's a good partnership.
Yeah.
And so that you...
So every once in a while, like, yeah. So, and then if I... And I usually... pay for all the groceries and I cook everything and usually I clean up the kitchen.
Wow.
The eating is like my kind of responsibility.
Eating
and
if is yours.
No, but at like us eating, us, you know, us having food. So I try to, so she works a lot.
Yeah.
So I try to make sure that she always has food.
That's a nice, you're a nice partner. That's
Thanks.
Good.
So you but made... I'm starting to resent her. And I'm starting to like, because she's just not around and we have two dogs too.
Oh, boy.
So the dogs just never see her. So it's like, you know.
The dogs are always with you.
Yeah.
I have a dog, and the dog is always with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And well, that's a recent thing, right?
Yeah, he drives me crazy. But, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
You have good dogs?
I have one good boy and one who's, I wouldn't say Oliver's a bad boy.
Okay.
He just loves chaos.
What is
he
that?
He just loves driving people crazy. Yeah, he's a 13-year-old Yorkie.
Oh.
So Deb got him when she was like 18.
Okay.
And he hasn't he's just been like neglected cuz she had him all through undergrad and grad school.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, so he's not, I think he has separation anxiety. He barks when you leave. He barks a lot, but if you pick him up and hold him, he stops barking.
Okay, but you can't keep this up, right?
No. And he'll like Frankie, my other dog, the Sharpei, he'll lick my face like out of affection.
Uh-huh.
But when Oliver licks your face, it's like more about him, cuz he'll just lick your face. He'll just lick your face for like 10 straight minutes. And I'm like, what are we doing? I don't think this is, you don't even like this. You just want to make me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, so last night you're at the grocery store.
Yeah.
What do you get?
I can't even say he's a terrorist, because at least terrorists have like an ideology, like like things they're trying to accomplish.
He's like the Joker.
He's the Joker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just wants to watch the world burn.
That's your 13-year-old Yorkie is the Joker.
But I feel bad. Even him, I feel bad leaving him at home. I mean, I would bring Frankie with me wherever, you know, if I could bring him more places. But then it's like, but then I have to think about Oliver, too,
right? Poor Oliver.
You know, so it's like I take Frankie for a walk, and then I leave Oliver at home, and I feel bad.
Sure.
you know, because he'll just he's just lying on the on a pile of clothes all day.
Sure.
We have a lot to get to though.
Okay, so then you're at the grocery store. What did you get? What'd you make last night for dinner?
I got three bags of groceries for $105.
Okay. What did you get?
So I got myself. All right, so the thing with Deb is that she's not as picky about food and what goes into her body.
Okay.
So I bought some coffee like a week ago for $10. I didn't really like it. It's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So I got myself some nicer coffee.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll
I hid from her.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I'm paying for it.
Okay, where'd you hide it?
In the cabinet above the stove that with my protein powder, where she never really goes in there. There's like the cabinet is just like my protein powder, a blender that doesn't work, and now coffee that I'm hiding from her. But she can drink the other stuff. I mean, whatever.
You make a pot?
Huh?
Do you make a pot?
Yeah, we have like a pour over, like a.
Okay. So you really, it just depends on who's drinking it for that pour.
For that pour, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I love it.
You love a pour over?
Yeah.
I find it takes too much time. But okay, that's
no. But really?
Yes.
The pour, but those Chemex things, because if you boil your water first,
yeah,
then you scoop the coffee in. Then you walk away, and usually the water's boiling by the time you do that, I think.
Okay.
I mean, you can do it. You can get it done in, like, I think maybe 2 minutes.
I love a drip, but I understand that that's not cool or good-tasting coffee.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not judging.
French
press is what kind of is going to mess you up.
French press is good?
No, because that takes, like, it takes 4 minutes to brew a French press.
I don't like French press.
Cup of coffee.
I tried that one too.
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. So you.
It's for yuppies. Yeah.
And we're obviously two people that spend $105 on groceries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then you buy the coffee, and then what did you make for dinner last night?
Well, I made some money this weekend, so I was like, I'm just going to, you know, that's when you.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you go and you're like, okay, I don't know when I'm going to have this paycheck again. So you're like, let's get some staples.
Yes.
You know, let's get some. I forget what I got. What did I get? I got, like, I just bought stuff that I usually wouldn't.
Yeah.
I bought, like, some olives.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like a nice $6 jar.
Oh,
treated
yeah.
myself. Some pepperoncini for Deb. She likes pickles and pepperoncini, so I got her that. And then what else? I don't know. Not that. I forget what I even. I didn't even buy anything.
Something.
Eggs.
Something's
bread.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got a little jar of smoked paprika, which I think is my favorite spice.
I never even knew what that. What do you put that on?
Anything. Chicken. Rice.
You should. Okay.
Go get yourself a nice jar of smoked paprika.
Okay. Okay. So you make dinner. This is your responsibility. Now, dinner happens at a time when a lot of comedy shows happen.
Yeah.
How do you?
I don't do stand-up anymore.
You don't? Okay. You're just a dinner maker.
No, but I mean, Tuesday's like my podcast day, so I kind of like.
You don't do shows.
And then I had a spot that I missed. I got a text, and they were like, "Where are you coming to the show?" And it was a good show that I wanted, and I just forgot about it.
You don't write them down?
No.
You just.
I just hope that I remember. People ask me to do shows, and I hope that I remember. And I don't know, for some reason, like, everything in my day is kind of moving so fast.
Really?
That when someone says, hey, can you do my show? I go, yeah, thanks so much. And then I feel like it's too much effort to put it in my phone and set an alarm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
So then you had a show last night you just didn't go to. They said, are you coming?
Yeah.
And you said.
Because usually there's reminders or that somebody tags you in something.
Right.
So this wasn't.
You're a wild child. No, didn't know that you're a wild child.
Okay. I'm all over the place.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So now it seems like I'm not sure.
My day goes by very fast. Like I feel like I wake up and it's already, you know, I wake up and then it's already 3 o'clock and then it's 8 o'clock and I'm not doing sets and then it's all I can do is just watch YouTube until I.
And this is why you want to make comedy videos.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, something to do during the day and just, this is boring.
No, listen, I do want to know, because I find that, when I'm asking you about your day before today, there's there's some ambiguity, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure exactly what happened yesterday, but mm-hmm. Well, maybe today will be more clear.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought we were going to talk about.
Okay, then let's do that.
That's what I'm a little more prepared to speak
You have
on.
An outline.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, okay. So when does the outline start?
This morning when I woke up.
What time?
So I set my alarm for like, so I was going to meet a friend at the gym at 9.
Oh.
And then, I didn't go to bed until like, I think I went to bed at like 2:45.
Because of podcast Tuesday.
Because of podcasting, yeah. So I texted him, I rolled over at like 8:30 and I was like, can we do 9:30? And then he was like, actually, I have a thing. Can we do after 10? So I was like, yeah, perfect.
Okay.
So I slept until maybe 10:30 and then I woke up with chest pains. And I don't know. I've had chest pains, a lot of my life. I worry about it.
Yes, of course.
I feel like I'm going to be one of those guys who like just collapses one day okay. at like a birthday party or something. Okay. Or I'm going to just not come to like I won't make it to a show. I'll just be like dead in my hotel room. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen to me when I'm like, I want to say 52,
okay.
maybe 58.
You got some time.
Between 52 and 58,
okay.
yeah.
So you woke up with chest pains.
I don't have a lot of time left. Yeah, and I went to I don't have health insurance, but I went okay. to a doctor recently.
Okay.
And I was like, I just want to get like a physical and see what's going on. And yeah, I get chest pains sometimes, so uh-huh. I don't know if that's like, and they were like, all right, well, we don't really do physicals here, but
what?
It was one of those walk-in MD places. I don't know. Is life like, I mean, I'm not complaining, but life is hard sometimes.
It seems like you've veered into doors where they just, they're shut. They're shut.
I don't know
locked.
If it's bad luck, but I have been lucky in a lot of other ways in
yeah,
my life.
Yeah. I mean,
but,
you got a beautiful fiance, good yeah. relationship, and you know, we get very funny comedy,
yeah.
but I would say
not, I don't want to complain. But
going to a doctor that doesn't give physicals, that's
what
something
are we doing here?
I don't know who can do that besides you.
Yeah.
So
they're like, okay, we could give you an EKG for your heart, but that's going to cost like $500. So you want us to just like take your blood pressure? And so I paid like $125 for them to take my blood pressure. So now I'm just like, I'm not going back to a doctor.
So you woke up with chest pains.
Yeah.
Are you panicking now?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel fine now. So I don't know if it's like it doesn't feel like acid reflux, which I get.
Okay.
A lot. So I don't. So it felt like, but I didn't eat anything that was super. It wasn't like I had any Chinese food recently.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, like not to generalize, but this particular restaurant made me not feel very good.
Okay.
Okay. And then.
What did you do about the chest pains? Did you go to the gym?
I went to the gym, yeah.
You just went to the gym?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I worry, but, like, I don't know. What's the point?
Yeah, of course.
But I don't know if it's, you know, anxiety or
yeah.
what.
You have anxiety?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. So, you go to the gym with your friend. This is a normal thing you do?
Yeah, so he's trying to, my friend Matt Backus, he's a
okay.
comic.
Okay.
He's real skinny.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to bulk up.
Yeah.
So I've been, like, I sort of know a little bit about weightlifting,
uh-huh.
so I'm trying to help him, like, you know, just find his way around the gym so he can
yes.
start lifting and tack on some mass.
That's a nice friend. You're
yeah.
being a nice friend.
Yeah, I guess.
So then you help him bulk up, and then how
yeah.
long,
so,
what time is it now?
Well, we were there for about 20 minutes. We just did some cardio, like some quick.
That's quick?
HIIT cardio, yeah.
Okay.
You know about HIIT cardio?
I've heard of it. You do 10,
it's great.
10 jumping jacks, then you go back do the
yeah.
stair climbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you can get a nice workout in like 20 or 30 minutes. So if you're short on time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. We like HIIT.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I love it.
We love HIIT.
Yeah.
Okay. So then 20 minutes later, it's 10:20. You're mm-hmm. hungry?
Mm.
Your chest still hurts?
Mm. No, my chest doesn't hurt anymore. Let's see what happens. I go home.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm like, oh, so I was in Boston this weekend.
Yeah, doing shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's like, now here's the thing with cooking for yourself.
Uh-huh.
That's also a nightmare. It's like podcasting where you think it's going to be a good idea. But what ends up happening is you go to the store, you buy a bunch of groceries, uh-huh. you buy fresh vegetables, fresh uh-huh. fruits, and then it all goes bad because yeah. we're never home. So I just just every week I'm just throwing vegetables in the trash. I mean, every week I'm just like eggplant, beets, zucchini, like all the stuff that I was like, I'm gonna roast this with some, some salmon or something. It's just going in every day. I'm throwing vegetables away.
So this happened in Boston? You threw away vegetables
no,
in Boston?
No, but I bought pasta in Boston.
Okay.
Because I was in the North End, which is like the Italian section.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to bring something home for Deb, and she likes homemade noodles.
Pickles, peppercinis, and homemade noodles. We're learning a lot about Deb.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, I'm gonna get like 2 pounds of pasta. That's too much pasta.
That's a lot of pasta.
Yeah, so I got a pound of bucatini and a pound of rigatoni. Anyway, so I have this pound of bucatini sitting in my fridge, and I got to make it by Friday. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do that.
What day is this?
Sunday is when I bought the pasta.
In Boston?
Yes.
But then you came back to New York.
With the pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 pounds.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And that's why I had to bring you some, because I had too much.
You made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You made this.
The pasta. No, the pasta was, but it came from like a specialty store.
Of course. But you made the sauce.
I made the sauce and and there's pancetta and it's called an amatriciana, which is like a Roman dish.
Wow.
It's got, it's supposed to be guanciale, but it's pancetta and tomatoes and onions, like fresh onions that you sort of cut into strips. And yeah, so that's what.
Ooh, doggy. Okay.
But I had to make it because I was like, I can't throw this out.
Wait, this happened right after the gym?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I came up from the gym and I was like, I got to make the pasta. Okay. I got to make the spaghetti.
Okay. So are you sweaty?
Yeah.
Sweaty spaghetti?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then you made the pasta. Now what time is it?
It's probably like an hour later.
Okay. So it's like 11:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I took my dogs for a walk. Frankie and Oliver together, which I usually don't do because it's tough to walk them both.
Why?
Because Frankie has a lot of energy and Oliver's 13, so it's just this tug of war between the two of them. You know, Frankie like wanting to walk and Oliver being like, no, I don't think so. Not today. I'm just going to walk real slow and pee on everything. And so, I mean, they're tough to walk together. But usually I'll just take Frankie out.
Yeah.
And what then happens? Oliver will walk towards the door, and I'll be like, yeah, not you, sorry. And I close the door in his face. Because Frankie needs to run. There's a schoolyard across from our house. So I'll take him there and throw the ball around or whatever, so just so he can run.
So
and Oliver, he's not invited.
So what do you do with Oliver?
I just keep him at home.
When does Oliver go to the bathroom?
We have a backyard.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. You didn't mention this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so usually I'm just like opening the door.
Right.
Yeah.
Oliver, go outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you take the dogs for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, did you eat the pasta?
Yes, I did. I ate too much. And because I have to do another podcast after this.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to cancel it so I could go back to the gym because I ate too much. You know when you know that feeling when there's too many carbs in your belly? I was like, I'm going to go back.
You wanted to cancel?
Work out again.
Do a more hit.
Yeah. But wait, so I want to tell you, though, because when I was taking the dogs for a walk, I saw this Instagram post, and this, like, drove me crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's from there's an account called Alpha Leaders that I follow. And it's all, like, success mindset stuff, you know, like, it'll just be like, you know, only a dummy buys pants. You could get pants for $5 only and invest that other 45 in
this
Tesla
is what you're
stock.
Looking at?
Yes.
This is amazing.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't realize.
Alpha Leaders is kind of the best of this because it's like it sounds like smarter advice. There are other sort of mindset Instagram accounts that are not as smart.
Okay.
And they're like, there's a big range.
Alpha Leaders is number one.
Alpha Leaders is kind of the best.
Okay.
And it's the most practical. You know, advice.
Right.
But it's all about, like, you know, get your hustle on, you know, build wealth, build your empire, that kind of stuff.
Right. And that's what you want to do.
Well, I think that's mostly malarkey, as they might say.
Yeah.
But I kind of like reading it.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, you know, sometimes you make fun of it or whatever.
That's how I feel about astrology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until you get your horoscope read and then you're like, oh, I am very sensitive. I don't know.
So what did the post say?
So this, okay. This made me mad.
Okay.
Because think about who they're advertising this to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have $120 and want a new pair of shoes that cost $60. You buy three pairs of shoes from Ross that cost $40 each. You sell them for $60 each on OfferUp. You spend $120 and make $180. You now have $60 for your pair of shoes and your original $120. Money is just a tool. And like, that made me so mad because I feel like I've been there a few times in my life where I don't have any money. And I'm just like, but I just got to hustle, man. I just got to go to Ross and buy sneakers. You know what? I got to go to Ross and buy socks and then sell them on the street corner for a $5 markup. That's insanity. That guy should be in jail for telling probably young kids that. Young poor kids. Fuck you. I'm going to go to Ross and buy $40 sneakers and sell them on. So now think about all the time you're wasting to do that.
Oh, and then whose sizes? What sizes?
Sizes, yeah. Well, I guess you buy like a 10, which is like a standard size.
Really?
That's what I heard. 10 is standard shoe size.
Interesting.
No, I don't know. It's my shoe size. I have average feet, just so you know. I have average size feet. But think about all the fucking time you're wasting to do that. I mean, I've done every like sort of dumb thing like that in the book, but this guy might as well just be like, hey, go to the grocery store where eggs are on sale and then drive across town and sell eggs in the parking lot. There you go, you just made $10. You're welcome, thank me later. When you have money's just a tool. That makes me so mad. This makes me sick.
So you found this out on the walk with the two dogs that are pulling in different directions.
Yeah,
you were furious.
Yeah. I think maybe I'm comfortable in chaos too.
Yeah.
Because whenever something like bad happens, I deal with it pretty well.
I would say that's one of your major strong suits.
Yeah.
And in terms of like when things go wrong at a comedy show, I really look forward to whatever you're about to say because most people panic, but you really seem to come out on top.
I mean, I still panic sometimes, but yeah. I guess I like the conflict.
Yeah. You really do try. I mean, that was truly, I mentioned before we started recording, but almost listed as one of your credits, your response to an Ari Shaffir tweet. That really,
oh, thanks.
Oof. And that's in the state of chaos. You really dug in there.
Yeah. You got to find the, you got to be, I don't know, I think you have to be objective sometimes.
Yes.
In an emotional, I think that's what comedy is.
Being objective.
Being objective in an emotional situation.
Interesting.
You know, 9/11, emotional situation. But you find the logic in that, and that's where jokes come from. And then you do that joke in Pelham, New York, and they yell at you. They're like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Just move on. Just move on to the next joke.
Okay.
I want my money back. This guy's making fun of 9/11. I knew somebody who knew somebody who was almost there.
Okay. So what did we do? Uh-huh. What did we do after the Instagram post?
But doesn't this piss you off, though? This fucking guy telling kids to go to Ross and sell Ross sneakers? Think about how much time that is going to, how much time you waste doing that. And then you're going to sell them on OfferUp, so then you're going to have to go meet these people. They're not coming to you, not necessarily.
Wait, Mike, it's 12:30, right?
Yeah.
I'd say we're only...
Yeah, it's about 12:30.
What happened the rest of the day?
Let me check my notes. Well, you know, I took the dogs home. Frankie stepped in his own pee, like he does. Also, my neighborhood is covered in dog shit, so, like, he'll walk and pee and poop. And I told Deb, now I'm going to tell you something about Deb that I hope stays between us and the listeners in this podcast.
Yeah, no problem.
I kind of feel like she doesn't know how to do housework, like she doesn't know how to cook and clean, because Frankie stepped in shit. We can curse on this, right? Frankie's, I was trying not to, you know, go overboard with the profanity, but Frankie stepped in shit the other night, and I come home and I go, hey, can you give me something to wipe his paws? And she brings a fucking, like, dish towel. I'm like, no, he stepped in shit. So there's just little stuff like that that she does that like drive me insane. Just not knowing how to clean and put shit away.
You know,
she put a fucking a glass with dirt in it because she grows plants.
Uh-huh.
So she put that in a, now I'm going to sound like I'm bragging here, dish in the dishwasher. I have a dishwasher. But I'm just like you, you know? I put my pants on one leg at a time. But she puts that in the dishwasher, then there's dirt all over the fucking, like, clean dishes. I'm like, I don't want to do this. This isn't my responsibility. The Bible says I'm supposed to provide.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. So today, mm-hmm. Frankie steps in urine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, well, I mean, urine's kind of clean, right? So you just kinda,
I hope. I don't know.
Kind of let him walk it off.
Yeah, but then I wiped his paw off with like a with a paper towel.
With a paper towel, something that you don't have to use on to dry dishes.
Yeah.
Right. And then so
it was like a nice, and I think it was like a nice dish towel that my grandmother like made us. She's like, oh yeah, here, let me wipe his feet off. Just walk around there in her landmine of a neighborhood with just dog shit everywhere.
You know, I used to live in a neighborhood where it was all, no, there's so much dog shit all around. Mm-hmm. And somebody went around and made little flags out of toothpicks and post-it notes and wrote, I'm sorry, my owner is a piece of dot, dot, dot. And they stuck it in every turd.
Mm.
Instead of cleaning it up, they did an art project.
But see, that now that's not a bad idea.
You
but
like that,
that person who did that, who left the shit there, isn't going to be like, oh, yeah, that's my dog's. Oh, oh, no. Oh, man, I got to get it together. They're not going to, like, recognize their dog shit. Maybe they will.
One time at Pine Box Rec
it's
Rock
not a
Shop.
Bad idea, though.
Have you been there plenty of times?
Been there, yeah.
I was once at a show where a guy brought his large cat. The cat was, like, with the long legs, like, Dalmatian size, and on a leash.
Oh.
And then at the end of the show, there was a little turd.
Yeah.
And the host was like, hey, can you clean up after your cat? And he was like, oh, my cat didn't do that.
Uh-huh. So right.
It must have been somebody else.
Yeah, it must have been one of the comics.
Yeah. Making a little dry turd.
Really? And then who? So he just didn't see his cat take a shit. Were there any other animals in the bar?
Nope. Nope. Would you recognize your dog's turds?
Yeah.
You would?
I think so, but but I always clean up. I always like pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a picker upper too.
Yeah.
So then okay.
Even if I don't have a bag, I find a way to what I'll do is I'll find like a garbage can and I'll rip a piece of bag off of that so I can pick it up. Some days you do go out and you just don't have a bag.
Yeah.
But then that's, like, people will get upset if you do that.
Right. One time I took out a used cup and I scraped it in with a stick.
Yeah.
That felt bad, though. It felt
but
bad.
But at least you're getting it off the street.
I did get it off the streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes I'll rip pieces of plastic off people's garbage bags and I'll hear, like, on the window. Like, they're like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So, okay, so then unfortunately we do have to. It's coming to a close. So now we don't know what happened with the rest of your day.
It's okay.
Do you want to tell us any other things?
I mean, I showered. I came here.
You seem like a showerer.
Well, yes, I am a showerer.
Yeah, you seem like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm very pro. I'm very pro shower.
So. Yeah, I mean, you seem like a clean one, but let me ask you this, because
you mean that?
I do. You have a lot of, every time I see you, you have new jokes, and I wonder how somebody does that. And then with your day, you never even touched on jokes. You've just been zipping around. You clean up shit.
Well,
you make pasta.
Yeah.
You go to the gym with a friend. I mean, you're doing. You wake up with chest pains, but no part of this day you're writing a joke. So what's
right? Well, this is the problem that I sort of have.
You did spend a lot of time researching crime on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do try to write every day, but the problem is a lot of times my apartment feels like a prison because all of the domestic responsibilities kind of falls on me. And then, but you know what it's like, the creative process, it's so easy to put it off and procrastinate.
Uh-huh.
So if my kitchen's dirty, I'll be like, yeah, I really got to clean the kitchen first. Before.
Right.
Oh, I smoked ribs on my grill yesterday, too. Which I guess we don't have time to get into that.
I mean, this is that was a real.
But I had ribs in my freezer, so I like heated up the grill.
And you were really procrastinating.
Real quick, I have a new grill thermometer. It's a probe. It's a wireless probe that you stick in the meat. Hold on, you stick this wireless probe in the meat, and then there's a wireless receiver. There's a receiver that you can have in your house, so you can basically monitor the temperature of your grill and the meat as you're cooking from inside the house. It's really nice. I'm not being paid to say this, but it's the ThermoPro 08. I got it on Amazon for $42. The ThermoPro TP 08. And it's, I love it.
What have you done to this podcast?
I don't know.
We don't even have, okay. So basically your day is filled with personal obligations.
Oh yeah.
And then by the time you go to a show, if you remember a show,
mm-hmm.
are you like...
Well, writing jokes is like I try to have a list going of the new jokes that I'm working on. And then what I've been doing recently is I wake up early in the morning and I'll just write for like 30 minutes. And then I'll look at everything that I've written. And then I put in bold if I think that could be a joke. And then I'll email that to myself. So if I'm out at a show, I can pull up an email and go,
wow.
Okay, these are my ideas for the day. And then when there's other – but the best part about an important process of writing jokes is to run the jokes by somebody, I think, before you do it on stage. So I'll find a comic that I trust and be like, is this something? Is this something? Is this something? And then if I'm confident in that bit, then I'll do it on stage. But to actually get to a new joke that you like, I feel like you have to do that for maybe every 2 weeks you'll get like a new strong joke right now that I'm confident in. But
it's wonderful.
It takes a lot to get to that point. Yeah.
Okay. So now let me ask you this, because obviously you've been in the scene for quite a long time.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
Okay. But you have a routine that
Marianne hates me.
Marianne Ways does not hate you.
She doesn't like me.
I would say she likes you. I think she likes you. But
I think she's prejudiced against Italians. In this day and age.
So listen, the I guess for somebody that like sees what you do on stage, they you really have a very unique joke style. You have a very unique voice. I really appreciate your voice. But like, what would you say is like the one thing that you do that really you feel good about? Like somebody, if they admire you, they'd be like, oh, I want to do that.
I can bench probably like 200. 200, 205.
Thanks a lot. No.
Wait, what do I do that I think I'm good at? That I admire about myself?
Yeah, that one.
I guess I'm like a good cook.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like a fraud all the time with comedy. I mean, it's so much. Well, yeah, because getting to the actual funny stuff is such a process.
Yeah.
And it always feels slower than it should be. And I feel like everybody else is just writing jokes at a faster pace.
That's wild.
Than I am, all my peers. But I mean, I have a lot of friends that are, like, I'm friends with people like Sam Morril and Michelle Wolf probably wouldn't say that I'm her friend, but she's always turning out a lot of stuff. So I feel like everyone is turning out stuff at a faster pace than I am.
That's wild. I think of you as the real deal.
Thanks.
But I know it never feels like
that's
that.
Nice.
I wonder if
no,
Sam...
it never. But it's not supposed to feel like that. I think if you're good at something and you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
I guess I could say like I'm a decent cook, but I wouldn't say that I'm great.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like if you love the thing that you do and you have respect for the thing that you do, you hold it in a high regard. So you're not going to be like, I'm great at this. I'm amazing.
Yeah.
Because you know how good it can be. So you're just always trying to get to that. You know, you're always trying to sort of level up.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Really had no idea that was going to be the way we ended this episode. But that was truly beautiful.
I'm bummed we have to end it.
I know. Do you want to plug anything? Is there anything? Maybe they could follow you. I really do enjoy your Twitter and Instagram.
Really?
Yes.
I just tweet about politics.
Your take is very good.
Thanks. I guess you could follow me on Twitter, @MikeRacine. I'm @RacineMike. On Instagram.
Really bad
idea. That's where
I'm
going to start putting
Really bad idea to switch them around.
I had Mike Racine and they just disabled.
Why did
the account?
What happened?
I don't know.
What'd
I just couldn't get in one day and I couldn't get back in.
Interesting.
And there's no technical support really for
Interesting.
Instagram. There's no one you can call, you know? There's not even like there's not even like a lady that'll answer the phone and be like, well, let's get your kids. You know, it's, they don't give a shit. So I had to start an, a new account from scratch. Racine Mike. Mike Racine is still up there, and it's just pictures of sausage and tomato sauce.
Okay, we'll follow both. Give them both a like. Thanks so much for coming on, and thank you for this pasta.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Don't change the temperature.
Okay. Okay.
Or it'll ruin the integrity.
Okay.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.